everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1400 AM KSPT in Summery Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI, and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry. You could also tune us in on 97.1 FM and anytime from anywhere on several different devices at NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host today, Bob Witte. It is Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly local radio talk show, where each week that we actually show up, we put together a top 10 list on a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on that particular week. Okay, so what's going on this particular week? Well, first off, JC's race is back. It's this Sunday, originating at Sandpoint High School. And we'll have a few folks from the race committee joining us to talk about that here in just a bit. I believe it's Nancy Jenkins, JC herself, and Christina McClelland will be with us here in a moment. And then after that, Ricky will actually join us, coming straight from the dentist, I believe. And we'll present our top 10 things that we did over the long 4th of July weekend, which was obviously last weekend. And what a scorcher it was. And what a week. Somewhat cooler today. There's kind of a cloud covery thingy going on out there. So it's kind of welcome. And these cool nights are welcome after some hot ones. So anyway, that's what's happening here on the show today. What else is happening in and around North Idaho? Of course, Sandpoint Farmers Market is this afternoon, 3 until 5:30 in Farman Park. You can go to sandpointfarmersmarket.com for more on that. My good buddy Benny Baker plays Benny on the Deck. Kind of goes to the tune of Benny and the Jets, I think. Benny on the Deck. He's at Connie's Lounge outside at 323 Cedar Street. He's outside on the deck from 5 to 7:30 every Wednesday. And BTP is joining him today. There's a bingo at the Sandpoint Senior Center this evening. Doors open at 5 o'clock. For anything happening at the Senior Center, go to sandpointareaseniors.org. Trivia night tomorrow at the Long Shot on Boyer and Highway 2. Winery has We Be Jammin' on Friday night. Is there live music from 5 until 8? And what else is going on? Again, Farmers Market Saturday in Farman Park, 9 a.m. until 1. There's live music out in Hope on Saturday, every Saturday actually, this summer, Davis Market and Cafe. Can't miss it out in Hope. Live music every Saturday starts at 11 a.m. Mitch L.S. playing folk and rock. It's free and open for anybody. What else is going on? The festival at Sandpoint is right around the corner. Today is July 7th. It starts July 29th. 3 weeks to the festival at Sandpoint. Can you believe that? And it's just still hard for me to believe that, you know, we're back after it's been a couple of years. So it is back. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Shaky Graves, Gladys Knight, REO Speedwagon, of course, the grand finale and kids concert on the final Sunday, Young the Giant, a younger person band, Keb Moe and band on the first Sunday, so kind of an experimental first Sunday, and of course the legendary Jake Owen on July 30th, which, by the way, is pretty close to being sold out. So if you want to go see Jake Owen, you better get tickets now. Of course, more information, the complete lineup and tickets, and how we're adjusting to everything we're having to adjust to this year, go to festivalatsandpoint.com, festivalatsandpoint.com. We got some folks from JC's Race with us in a minute, and then Ricky's Top 10 after that. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
The Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest will keep your summer celebration rolling Saturday, July 10th in McEwen Park. This year's Brewfest features a variety of 30 beers and ciders. The Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest will quench your thirst for fine craft brews this summer. The festival will take place July 10th from 1 to 7 p.m. in McEwen Park in downtown Coeur d'Alene, and will feature a wide variety of food vendors, yard games, live music, and more. Get your tickets now at cdadowntown.com while supplies last. That's cdadowntown.com. Brewfest is sponsored by Hayden Beverage and Bud Light. Don't miss the 2021 Downtown Coeur d'Alene Brewfest. Make it a full weekend of celebrating and stay the night. For lodging options, go to coeurdalene.org. Visit Scenic Idaho.
Have you visited Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grünberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They're now a mobile oil dealer. Plus, they offer the latest in mud flap hangers and a new line of Optronics lighting. Call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all year long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders! Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Wednesday. We'll get to our usual Ricky's Top 10 here in about 10 minutes or so. But right now we're talking JC's race. It is last year you had kind of a staggered start and a virtual race because, of course, nothing was happening last summer because no one knew what was happening. But JC's race is back as it normally is, and it's 15th year this year. And JC, why don't you start? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
And for anybody who may be new to town or just doesn't sure or doesn't know the history of JC's race, what's it all about?
Yeah. Thanks for having us. So JC's race was started in 2001 in Boulder, Colorado for me and my family. I was 4 years old then and had Wilms tumor, stage 4 kidney cancer. So a bunch of friends and community members in our Boulder community came together and started a race to help us with our medical bills, but it ended up being more of a community event and was really inspiring for my parents to see that they had support and people in the community who cared about what was happening to them. And for me, it was a day I got to be the center of attention and have fun and not be in the hospital and be a normal kid.
Yeah, that's a big part of it with the recipients, whoever it's dedicated to each year gets to be king or queen for the day. And it's like, look at all these people. They're partying because of me. So that's pretty neat. It's got to be very rewarding.
Right. Yeah. And it's very rewarding now doing it for other families. And you see that it was so impactful for you, and to have it be that way for other people means
a lot.
That's
great. So, Nancy, how does that work? How does it? How do you select who its beneficiaries are and the things like that?
We get nominations from the local community. We reach out to the Children's Hospital in Spokane because that's where many of these children end up when they're getting treatments for whatever severe illness that they have. And then the local pediatricians also give us names of families, and we talk to the families, and we have a board, and we look at what their needs are and how they might best fit. We tend to look for kids that are old enough to appreciate what we're doing. As JC said, part of the joy is seeing the kids know that the community is rallying around them. And Christina is here, and she was one of our beneficiaries in the past and might be able to speak to that.
Yeah, I even wore a crown on the, on the day that of JC's race, and it was just super fun because I have a congenital heart defect, and so I've had it my whole life, but and my family helped out with the race for a lot of years before I was a beneficiary, and I wasn't one until I was 12. I had just turned 12. And the summer before was a really rough summer for me. And so it was just so nice to have a fun day and like start my summer out on a way better note a whole year later after I had like an illness. So it was just a fun day. And I literally wore a crown and I still have it. And I just paraded around. And I was like, I could go in the fire truck. I get this quilt. I get this. And so it's just so much fun. And you get to just like make friends and, yeah, just have a fun time.
That's great. You two, past recipients and the originator of JC's race, you're both very attractive and healthy looking, and you look happy as can be, both smiling from ear to ear right now. So is everything okay with you guys? Or are you completely recovered? Or what's the
like? Yeah, so I like always will have my congenital heart defect, so it's just kind of like they like fix it and then it kind of starts to not work as well. And so they have to go in and fix it again. But yeah, right now I'm feeling great. Like I just got back from a 6-week vacation in Hawaii. Like I get to live my life the way I want to.
No wonder you look so happy.
I know, that's why I'm so happy. And yeah, so I'm just really appreciative of like that I get to live my life and my doctors let me go where I want to go. And they just check up on me every year. But yeah, right now I'm doing pretty good.
That's great. JC, how about you?
Yeah, same for me. I'm happy, healthy. In 2018, I had a recurrence cancer, but am fine now, 2 years out from that and doing well. And I think a lot of our beneficiaries are like the both of us. It's always in the back of your mind, but hopefully we get to a point in our lives where we can enjoy every day and, you know, let those worries go at some point in time.
You two certainly look like you enjoy every minute of every day, and that's great to see. This year's beneficiary is Colton Byers, just 2-year-old, and Allie Mason, who is 16. She has thyroid cancer. Colton has JRA.
It's juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, or sometimes it's called idiopathic rheumatoid arthritis. And it affects his joints and his ability to run and play like a typical kid. So there are treatments available for kids like that. And as these girls have experienced, oftentimes the other children that are beneficiaries have long-term care. And one of the things that we're trying to do is connect them with resources in our community. So that's why we have an expo as part of what we do.
Gotcha.
And we try to let them know that there's other kids and other people that can help them as they move forward in their lives.
And it helps them out financially.
And that's the other benefit, because you don't really know the truth of how hard this is until you experience it.
Absolutely. And yeah, such a great cause and such a fun event. It's really different than most other fun runs or more serious races. I mean, it can be serious race if you're a competitive 5K-er and just want to get your best time or your personal best. But it's also a 1K. You can walk. You can bring strollers, what have you. Is that how it originated? Was that the idea, was just make it a fun, less serious run?
Yeah, absolutely. Being in Boulder, Colorado, the running community is pretty serious there. So I think we had a bit of a mixture of really serious runners and then a lot of families and a lot of children. The 1K, from my memory, I was quite young, was the big deal. The 5K was, okay, yeah, the adults do it. But the 1K was this fun. All the kids are at the front. They start, they race. So it's always kind of been a mixture, but focused on the family fun aspect of it.
So 15 years ago, when you introduced it to Sandpoint, was it welcome? And did people go, yeah, this is a great idea, let's do it?
Fortunately, yes. We were looking to see where in the community we might get some support in case we needed it as JC was moving into early adulthood. And we found that most people just left the community and ended up in Spokane or Seattle for their treatments. And so we were really looking, where can we do it here? And the first few people that we talked to said, oh, wow, that sounds like a great idea, because they really weren't connected either. So actually the Blackford family was the first family that we approached, and they immediately jumped on board. And then we benefited a little girl named Kaylee, who was actually full-time in the hospital at that point. And we ended up becoming part of her family.
That's great. So there, you talk about serious runners, there are random prizes following the 5K. There's cash prizes for the top three overall male and female finishers, $200, $150, and $100. I didn't even realize that. Might go do it. Awards in the top three 5K men and women's finishers in each age group. So there's all kinds of chances of winning here, and ribbons for all 1K finishers and 5K finishers, 14 and under. It's also free for kids. What is it, 12 and under?
Mm-hmm.
Just to do it, as I was explaining to you before we came on the air, I have a 5-year-old granddaughter who loves it. She calls it her race because it's one that she doesn't have to do with her mom. And she just does the 1K and enjoys the heck out of it. But it's much more than the 5K and the 1K. Just tell us a little bit what happens afterwards.
So there's usually, if like last year was a little different because of COVID, but hopefully this year will be closer to our normal. And we usually have expo vendors. So there'll be like cotton candy or snow cones. You also have a cakewalk, which the kids love. There's a bouncy house, sometimes a dunk tank. And so there's lots of just activities for kids to do the whole time, even if you want to go run and they want to just joke around.
It's like a carnival or a fair atmosphere afterwards, which is really great for a lot of these participants, because a lot of races that they finish, there's hardly anybody there at the finish line because maybe they didn't finish first and people have already left. But with this big crowd waiting for you when you come in, it's pretty cool.
And it will be chip timed this year, so we've sort of stepped up that piece of it. So the competitive runners will be happy to hear that, I think.
Yeah, that is great. The technology has really come a long way. And, yeah, the competitive runners really want to know. So rather than just looking at their own watch, they'll get a much more accurate time. So good to know. I understand you have an MC from our sister station, K102. Is he any good?
We love Derek. He's fantastic. He keeps the energy high and makes sure everyone's on their toes walking around and sharing his enthusiasm. We appreciate him very much.
Yeah, he's a great personality, a really funny guy, and he's also our producer right here on the show, so it has to be nice to him. just kidding. And so how do people enter? Is it too late? When's the deadline? How does all that work, JC?
So we encourage now, since we're getting closer, online registration. We've switched to runsignup.com. So you can go to runsignup.com and search for JC's Race. Otherwise, you can go to our website, www.jc's-race.com, and register straight from there and find more information about race day and things. If you want to register on Saturday from 4 to 6?
5:30.
We do packet pickup at Sandpoint High School, so you can bring registration and also get your T-shirt and bibs then.
And the course goes out the Dover bike path.
Correct.
And then back in, and like I said, a little carnival afterwards. As we mentioned, strollers and baby joggers are permitted, but please leave the dog at home, because get too many dogs together in one place and it could be a mess. So again, for more information, you have a great website, by the way. I also want to thank Community Cancer Services and Bonner General Health for being major sponsors. But you can go to jcs-race.com and register, find out more information on the whole thing, and more importantly, just get out there. Even if you don't want to walk or run, just come on out for the party and support the community. And Nancy and JC and Christina, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate that. And we will see you guys on Sunday morning.
Great. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, Ricky is making her way into the studio, and we will have our Ricky's top 10 favorite things she did over the long 4th of July weekend.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
It's wildfire season, and North Idaho has a lot to lose when wildfires happen. If you're a lifelong resident or new to the area and own 10 or more acres of timberland, this message should hit home. Idaho Forest Group knows that wildfires can destroy your forest land, your home, and your entire investment in the area in just minutes, unless you take steps now to minimize and prevent a catastrophe. Schedule an Idaho Forest Group forester to conduct a free site analysis on your property and suggest a forest management plan to help protect your investment. Creating a safe area around your home and having a solid forest management plan are all important. And if selective thinning is required, it could create extra income for your family. Whether you're a lifelong resident or new to the area, you need to protect your family and your forest land from wildfires. To schedule a free visit from an Idaho Forest Group forester, visit ifg.com.
It's a beautiful time of year to visit the historic City of Stateline, the gateway to North Idaho sportsman's paradise. Take advantage of the low, low Idaho prices on gas and tobacco products at A1 Smoke Shop, Amerimart, Liberty Stop and Go, and Lou's Smoke Shop. There's great food available at Smokin' Mike's, Blue Taco, and Cooper's Express. And the nightlife is always buzzing at the Saddle Sore Inn, El Patio, Little Italy, Cruisers, Nashville North, Contiki, and Stateline Showgirls. Take it to the line, Stateline, Idaho.
Saddle up, rodeo fans. Bi-Mart brings you the 53rd annual Cheney Rodeo. Be there July 9th through the 11th at the Bi-Mart Arena in Cheney. One weekend only. Three great rodeo performances and fun for the entire family. Like the Cheney Rodeo Parade, dances after the rodeo, cowboy church, rascal rodeo, and more. Stop by your Cheney Bi-Mart today to get your tickets. You don't want to miss this. The 53rd annual Cheney Rodeo. Brought to you by Bi-Mart.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Ricky's with us. It's Ricky's Top 10, which is what we normally do on Wednesdays. But ladies from JC's Race just called me last week and said, hey, can we go on your show? And I go, I don't have a Thursday show because it's the general membership luncheon tomorrow. Yeah. So, thanks for allowing them to come on your show.
Yeah, I appreciate that you can just bump me off my own show.
Well, I know you're super busy. You have Beer Fest this Saturday. Yeah, so go to Beer Fest Saturday so you'll be looking and feeling your best for JC's Race on Sunday. We'll talk more about Beer Fest in a moment, but we have our top 10 favorite things we did over the long 4th of July weekend, and it was a weekend, so there's a lot to get to in a short amount of time. I'll just kick it off.
Yeah, let's do it.
If it's okay.
Sure.
We kicked off the weekend with Saturday morning breakfast at the Bluebird Bakery.
We did.
And it was delicious. I can't say enough about that. Go early this time of year because we got our table.
Yeah.
But then the place sold out after that, and there was 98% out-of-towners.
Yeah. I just drove by just now on the way here, and they were packed.
Wow.
Which is great.
Oh, it's great for business, but just like everywhere else, they have a hard time staffing, so it's
and that's the thing, too, is that it's a bakery. She bakes everything from scratch on premises, so when they run out, they're just out. There's no more in the back. It's on the corner of First and Cedar.
First and Cedar. It's been a lot of businesses over the years.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's a bargain. I've got some super great sandwiches there and all kinds of breakfast options. So, that's that was my number 10.
That's a really good one. My number 10 is also food related. On Saturday night, I'm trying to get my days straight. It was a long weekend.
Yeah, it was a kind of a blur of a weekend, right?
Yeah. Saturday, I ate Breakfast Club at the Bluebird Bakery, and then I loaded my show on a different station for Sunday, so I didn't have to go into the station during the parade. And then I met my friends at Connie's and had second breakfast. And then we gathered a whole group of people and went up to the mountains and came back into town and eventually barbecued in my backyard with all of these people. We were all, you know, a bit hike weary and worn out, and it was a beautiful evening. So we barbecued in my backyard, and it was just one of those perfect summer days where everything just worked out. We all just found each other and did the things we wanted, and then sitting in my backyard barbecuing all of this delicious homegrown food, it just really made me appreciate backyard barbecues. They're kind of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have great friends.
Yeah.
People to hang out with.
It was awesome.
Very good. My number nine is we're in a book club together with your other siblings, which there's a bunch. And I'm thrilled that you guys about a year ago invited your old man to join your book club. But this book club book we're reading right now is one of your favorites of all time.
Yes.
And I have to admit, as so often happens to me in book club, the first 30, 40 pages, I'm like, yeah, not my thing. Just not my thing. There aren't any detectives in here. No one's been murdered. But it's just starting to get good, 100 or so pages into it. So I don't read much. I read a lot in the wintertime, not so much in the summer, but I'm enjoying this book.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I actually just read a chapter and I was like, Bob Witte's going to dig this part of the book. Like, wait until he gets here. And he's going to be like, okay, I get it now.
Should we tell people what book it is?
Sure. It's Valley of the Dolls by Jacqueline Suzanne. It is panned by critics as a trash novel, but it was 27 weeks New York Times number one bestseller when it came out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it was very well received by the common folk, which is what I really appreciate about it.
That's probably why you and I like it.
Exactly.
What's your number nine?
My number nine, I observed this over the weekend. It's normally, you know, 4th of July weekend, you have fireworks going off all over town from Friday to Monday. I heard two fireworks in my neighborhood all weekend.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of us. I think this is amazing. There were a couple of small fires in the woods here and there, but for the most part, people were very responsible about their fires and how dry out it is. And I really appreciate that. I feel like we came together and like, okay, this is for the greater good. Let's not do this.
Yeah, I was really proud of the Sandpoint general area for sticking with that. You know, out at Snug Harbor, whatever they call that road, that's usually like a war zone on all night long on 4th of July. And just about everybody was really good about it.
Yeah.
And in town, once our fireworks at the beach ended, it's like,
nothing.
I can just go to bed.
I know.
On the 4th of July. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
My number eight is the All-Star Baseball, the Little League kids that are playing right now. They're playing their regional tournament down in Coeur d'Alene. And I have a grandson, your nephew here locally. He's 11-year-old on the team, playing great center field, just like his uncle. I mean, his grandpa did when he was 11. And they're doing really well. They went 2-1 over the weekend. And I'm telling you, just watching these kids play Little League baseball on a nice, warm, summery 4th of July weekend, it's as American as it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really great.
That's great. My number eight, I really appreciate our wild spaces. I got to go out on the lake on Monday and spend the day with some friends on a boat and went out somewhere and saw some nature somewhere on the lake. And it was just so beautiful watching the sunset over these mountains. And it's really important to take the time, especially in the summer when you're just busy and doing things, to sit back and just look at it. And I really appreciate where we live.
So where are your favorite places on the lake to go?
City Beach.
Ponder Point Beach. No, I always ask her that because she's never
going to tell
us. Never, ever going to tell us.
Don't worry about it.
There are places that are, you know, basically more public that people know. The Green Monarchs is a great place to go. And a lot of tourists don't know anything about it.
But just don't leave your trash there. I actually
picked
up garbage in the wild space that we went, which was really pretty sad. But at least we were there to pick it up afterwards. But don't leave your trash in our wild spaces.
I don't understand that at all. You come to one of the most beautiful places on Earth.
Yeah.
Sandpoint, Bonner's Ferry area, all the water we have. Mm-hmm. And leave your trash?
It makes no sense.
Yeah. I guess they figured they don't have to look at it. But
yeah.
That's really selfish. My number seven, thanks for asking, is it was so hot over the weekend as it's been. In fact, today we might not make it to 90.
I know. It's
first
so nice.
Time in two and a half weeks. We've never had weather like this, folks. But ice cream on these really hot days, and I'm not a big, you know me, desserts eater, but you know, ice cream on a really hot day is just like you can't beat it. In fact, it's so good and so American. I almost ate a hot dog over the weekend, but then I looked at it and thought, no, not gonna put that in my mouth. But ice cream, absolutely a delicious. Panhandle Cone and Coffee got it going on.
So
but
good.
All the soft ice cream places around town are delicious on a hot day. So. Yeah, ice cream.
It's a good one. I like it. My number seven, as I said, we had a backyard barbecue on Saturday night, and you can't have a fire. It's too hot, first of all. And second of all, fire danger. I'm not trying to burn down our 100-year-old house in the middle of town. So instead, I have a double wick candle in a jar, and we put that in our fire pit and sort of arranged the, you know, charcoals around it. And that was our backyard fire. And it was actually really pleasant. It gives you a point of interest while you're all sitting around. So you're not just sitting around a fire pit.
Wait, so I don't understand this. So instead of throwing wood in your fire pit and having your traditional
fire,
you did what now?
We brought a candle in a glass candle holder and put it in the fire pit. And lit the candle.
Oh, you just lit the candle, not the wood. I thought
right.
you said it.
No. We stacked wood around it to give it the appearance.
So you felt like you were outside and stuff.
Right. Huh. It was very fun. I think we're going to keep doing that as long as it's this hot and we don't need a fire. It was pleasant. It gave us something to look at and, you know, pretend we were having a fire, but without causing a bunch of extra heat in our backyard.
There you go. Well, along those lines, my number six is I barbecued ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're talking about the fire stuff, but I think, you know, like using a gas or a charcoal barbecue is relatively safe as long as you're in your backyard. You have water around casing. Make sure you put the thing out. If you have a Weber, close all the vents and it'll go out. And the gas barbecues are fairly safe. As long as you're not out in the woods or anything, that it's really stupid. But I was, you know, home alone on Saturday. I thought, what am I going to eat? I'm going to have my two favorite things, ribs. So I bought pork and beef ribs. And and that's all I ate.
Nice.
And it was great. It was very American 4th of July weekend.
And I like
that. Very carnivore-ish. Mm-hmm. So that's my number six.
That's a good one. My number six, I sort of alluded to already, was that I talk about this a lot. It's that summer thing in Sandpoint that's so magical where you don't have a plan for the day. You just end up somewhere and you run into somebody and they say, what are you doing? And you just end up hanging out. And then suddenly there's, you know, 10 of you hiking up the side of a mountain. And it's just that sort of magical Sandpoint thing where everything just works out and you have no intentions for the day and you just let it happen. And it ends up being one of the best days you've had in a long time. And that's exactly what happened this weekend. And I just really appreciate that about our small town. It feels like it's gotten so much bigger and there's so many people you don't recognize, but then you walk through the farmer's market and there's your friend and your day all works out.
Yeah. That is one of the great things about North Idaho is that that can happen. And now, you know, I'm a single guy living alone in town, but I can go to a place like McDuff's Beer Hall or just about anywhere, go to Joel's and get a burrito. Mm-hmm. You're going to run into a bunch of people that you know. It's I had no plans today, but I can hang out here.
Exactly.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. You know, what would be a good idea?
Sure.
Because now we're down to number five, right?
Right.
Is let's take our final break.
Okay.
Get it out of the way. And our Ricky's Top 10 this week, Top 10 Favorite Things We Did Over the Long 4th of July Weekend. And we'll get to the top five right after this.
Have you visited Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grünberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Ready to head out on your next Idaho adventure? Before you do, there are a few simple steps to keep Idaho's outdoors a place for all to enjoy. Plan ahead and be prepared with extra water. Pack out all your trash. Help prevent wildfires by putting your campfire dead out. Finally, please be courteous and treat the land, water, wildlife, and other recreationists with respect. For more information on how you can recreate responsibly this summer, visit recreate.idaho.gov.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer? Maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, northidahoradio.com.
All right. We are back here at northidahoradio.com. Also KSBT, KBFI, of course. I am your host, Bob Witte, joined by the host every Wednesday. Ricky is with us. And you are with the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, and there's a beer fest coming up this weekend. So let's save a couple of minutes at the end of this to talk about that. Right now, we're doing our Ricky's top 10 favorite things about the long 4th of July weekend that just happened. And my number five, coincidentally, is beer. Because when it's, you know, 100 degrees outside, there's probably nothing better on earth than beer. So yeah, you know, I like McDuff's beers, and I like just about everybody's beers, to be honest with you. And yeah, it's a nice ice cold beer on a real hot summery 4th of July. It's a great American thing to do.
It sure is. I can't say I didn't drink any beer this week.
Well, good for you. You used to hate beer.
I know.
Then we went on a trip to Ireland about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 years ago this fall. And you fell in love with Guinness Stout.
I sure did. That was my gateway beer. my number five has nothing to do with beer, though. It was, as I said, I went way up into the mountains to beat the heat, swim in some cool mountain water, and saw a red-tailed hawk swooping through the trees. And it was very cool. It was very close to us. We were all laying really still on some rocks. And it was hunting in the river, I'm assuming, and swooped incredibly close where you saw a red-tailed hawk in nature in detail, and it was pretty spectacular.
Is it rare?
I have never seen one before. Yeah.
Did you ask Perky Hagedon about it?
Because she was there.
Oh,
she identified it.
You know, knowing her, she would have some stats on how rare.
She was actually excited to see it, so I feel like it was pretty rare.
Well, that's
exciting.
Great.
Yeah,
well,
it was
good
pretty
for
cool.
You. Mm-hmm. My number four, thanks for asking, was the Lions Club fireworks display.
Ah.
Was spectacular. And
I heard it from my house.
Wanted to do a little more than normal just because, mm-hmm. you know, they had to take a year off of pandemic and all of that. And it was absolutely spectacular. And I want to congratulate the Lions Club on a great recovery after an otherwise tough year. And, of course, they weren't sure all winter and going into the spring if they're going to be able to have 4th of July again.
Yes.
Things were still up in the air because of the pandemic. So they didn't have their usual wave runner or whatever to raffle off.
Mm-hmm.
So the community, as always, really stepped up, helped them out, and they got it together. So congratulations to the Lions Club.
Yeah, it's great. I heard it from my bedroom. I was already asleep, and it woke me up, the noise. And I thought to myself, this is a very long fireworks show.
Yeah. By far the longest. So really good stuff. You're number four.
My number four is more on the nature side of things, too. We were driving down from the mountain, and I was dozing off in the back seat, as I do after spending the day in the sun. And all of a sudden, the car came to a screeching halt on a dirt road on the side of a mountain. And a baby deer, a little tiny fawn, I would like to say it jumped out in front of the car, but it just appeared out of thin air in front of the car and ran into the woods. And I lifted my head up in time to see the, you know, tail of it dart into the woods. But it was a very close encounter. It was probably the smallest deer I've ever seen in my life. It was brand new, pretty cute and tiny. We also, about, 100 yards down the road, saw a mama and a tiny baby moose. So that was pretty exciting. Some tiny baby wildlife, and it was very special.
That is very North Idaho.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very North Idaho.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's a good one. Oh. My number three involves you. It was riding in the Parker Subaru, the high school fundraising car this year, which is the nicest one of all the years we've had. It's a Crosstrek, and it's beautiful. It's got every little bell and whistle.
It does.
It told me the other day I left something on the back seat.
Yeah, that's insane.
Check the back seat.
It would get really mad at me if I owned this car. I have everything on
anyway,
the back seat.
Anyway, so we had the Parker Subaru, and as we've done the last several years, I can't remember, five or six, drove it in the 4th of July parade downtown Sandpoint with the girls' dance team, which was really fun, and with you as my co-pilot.
You know, that was my first time being in any parade.
Wow.
I know.
So that was really neat, and it was so I've been here a really long time, and it's so great on the 4th of July. You pretty much see the same people in the same, you know, like, oh, the Demers, they stand on the corner of Second and Cedar, and the so-and-sos are over here.
The Real Housewives of Ponder Point.
And and they're all in basically the same place, and you see them growing up, and then their kids take over their spot, and just it was really neat and really gratifying and satisfying and fun to see all these people out on the 4th of July again.
It was pretty hilarious, actually. All the people on Church Street was packed. I did not expect that. And then we rounded the corner.
Shady.
I guess so, yeah. Because we rounded the corner to First, and there was no one. Like, why aren't they all here?
It's usually First Avenue is the most crowded. Mm. But the corner of Church and First was jammed, as always. Yeah. But after that, it really thinned out, like around Larson's and Dan Hall's place and stuff, just because the sun was beating down
right
there.
Yeah, it was hot.
Then we'd round the corner up, going up Cedar, and pretty good crowds. I thought all in all it was a great crowd. And
it was. It was super fun.
And very long, but
fun parade. We perfected our point and parade wave, so that was pretty fun.
That's my number three.
I like it. My number three is that sailboats are better than speedboats. I went out on a sailboat this weekend on Monday. We took the boat out. It's my friend's boat, and crewed it with a bunch of novice sailors. And it was really fun. The best part about it is that, like, it was windy on Monday. Like, we were hauling, but it was silent. There was no motor noise. So you got to really observe the lake around you and what was going on. And there were very few other boats out where we were.
That leads right into my number two.
No way.
Which was boating on a very mellow Monday afternoon. Yeah. I was not on a sailboat. I was on your sister and her husband's new
Very fast speedboat.
Very fast. Well, yeah. You do it. It's our surfing boat is
surf
what it
boat,
is.
Yeah.
But we went out to one of my favorite places on Earth in Kootenai Bay area and out at Kootenai Point. And there was no one.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw two other boats in the 3 or 4 hours in the afternoon on Monday afternoon, which was ironic because the Saturday and Sunday leading up to was a record number of boats on our lake. And I hear that the river was just a freeway jammed with boats. So I kind of expected that Monday being the holiday, but it was so mellow and nice.
It's
and
idyllic.
We surfed a little bit, but mostly we just sat there.
Yeah.
It was great. And kids
really
swimming
nice.
And stuff. And it's like, oh, we got our lake back.
Finally.
So that was really, really nice. And like I said, one of my favorite places just on Earth is just right out there on the point.
Yeah. Well, my number two, we already talked about. It's riding in the parade with Bob Whitty and the Parker Subaru. It was really fun. I've never done it before. I was not feeling tip top. For obvious reasons.
It's that 4th of July.
Sunday morning. But I pulled myself out of bed, and I'm really glad that I did because it ended up being a great day. I went out into the woods after that and nursed my hangover with some mountain air. So it was really nice. It was super fun riding through the parade and getting to see it from that point of view.
And with the air-conditioned Subaru Crosstrek from Parker Subaru, it was nice and cool
in
that car.
Yeah, and we listened to KPND the whole time.
Yeah, it was great. Or Rock 103.
Sure, Sure.
And yeah, like I said, we were with the dance team, and they were cute and entertaining.
Yes.
And, yeah, the whole thing was really fun. My number one, thanks for asking, is just in general, like to me, this 4th of July parade really helped kick things off for the summer events that just events are back.
Yes.
I mean, last summer, just for me, I think I speak probably for a lot of people, it was pretty depressing.
Yeah.
They were very, like we had the girls from JC's Race on a few minutes ago, and they did it virtually or staggered start, so it just wasn't the same, you know, and most everything else, the scenic half and the Bay Trail Fun Run were just canceled altogether.
Yeah.
So it's just great that, you know, 4th of July, we had the parade, we had the fireworks, just that feeling is back. And like I said, 4th of July, the way it's always been, Beer Fest is this weekend. Of course, we mentioned JC's Race is this Sunday, 8 o'clock, by the way, at Sandpoint High School. The festival at Sandpoint is only 3 weeks away.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I got stuff to do. This is
we
crazy.
We don't have time for this show.
The Chafe 150 is right around the corner. Oh, just so much
going
on. Many of these events, fun runs and such that are taking place now in September. It's going to be a wild August and September.
Yes.
And I'm just so thrilled that all of this stuff is back and we can celebrate again. And it's feeling more normal by the day.
I love it. My number one is, again, I've said this the whole show. I went out into the mountains. We went way far up where there was not a trace of other humans. And I really appreciate our wild spaces where we have the space to do this. You can hike out into the woods and be around just nature and leave it cleaner than you found it. Any sort of micro trash or human traces that you find, just pick it up. I always have a garbage bag with you when you're out hiking or appreciating our wild natural spaces. I really, really, I can't stress this enough. It saved the weekend just being
That's
out
great.
There and serene and surrounded by nature. It was great.
It was like a little miracle. I mean,
it is.
You lived in Hollywood for years.
Yeah.
It was nothing like this. So it's great to have you back home and doing this. Hey, that's our top 10 for today. Beer Fest is this Saturday.
Yes.
You're with the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce putting this on. Tell us about it.
We're doing things a little different. It's just one price. There's no free entry or designated driver tickets. It's just $50 to get in. You get a commemorative glass. We do
$60 day of?
$60 day of, yes, at the gate, $60. So $50 online before that at beerfests.com. It's really confusing, so just go to the Sandpoint Chamber Facebook page and click on the event. There are links to buy tickets there. They are $50 until the day of, which is Saturday, noon to 5, down at Trinity at City Beach. And yeah, there's over 20 regional craft beer, ciders, and seltzers to choose from. We're just getting all the final details worked out today. We're going to be raffling off some festival tickets and exclusive Brew Crew t-shirts because we're not giving those out this year. There will only be for volunteers and a couple of extras that we'll be raffling off. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, getting the crew back together, all of our volunteers and stuff working on that.
It's going
to
be hot.
It will be hot. So bring shade, bring a chair, sunscreen, whatever you need to relax. And
tennis is playing.
Tennis is playing from 1 to 4.
Great bands.
Yep, exactly. They're also playing tonight at the Fat Pig and then Saturday night at the Beer Hall.
I think Friday and Saturday at the Beer Hall. So, yeah, it's great. Summer's here. Get outside and enjoy all this stuff. We are not here tomorrow for North Idaho Thursday. It's our monthly luncheon for the Chamber. But Ricky and I are back in here next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. And till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.